This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Fire, Head Down Products. Clay.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products change the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Truly, truly a unique company. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Is it Kyle on the other end of the board now? You heard a little stutter I just had on my side. Do you ever get the urge to, like, take a claw hammer to the board on your side? Does it ever make you that mad? Okay, so it has happened. I'm not alone. Okay, I feel better about myself. Head Down Firearms. They are not that new of a company, but at the same time, not as ubiquitous as I think they should be because of the innovation they bring and the niche that they operate within and what they deliver when they're putting it out there. So, seeing as how, you know, all of these AR manufacturers, which they're not actually AR manufacturers, only one company is an AR manufacturer, seeing as all of them are death-dealing merchants, I decided to bring one on so he can explain himself. So joining me from Head Down Firearms is Lee Queen. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Now tell me something, Lee. Why did you start Head Down Products?
Well, I started it to make the finest firearm that you can manufacture to fix all the problems that we had with other manufacturers, to make it a little bit better and to further our Second Amendment rights and to make it to where the working man could afford a gun that was as good as a gun that was a few $1,000 more.
So you weren't interested in dealing any death?
No, imagine, actually I never was interested in dealing in death or... there's something else. I've yet to ever have any of my guns jump up off the table or out of the gun rack or safe and kill anybody.
That's true. I was when we were at, what was it, Adventure Outdoors?
Yeah.
You had all those guns there, and they just laid there quite docilely the whole time.
Yeah, they were very nice, very good. They didn't misbehave or anything. And it's quite amazing to me, Bill, that they're using this unfortunate situation in Orlando, this tragic event, they're using this to, using it as a pilot, as a vehicle to push their agenda. And unfortunately, a lot of people in America are buying into this. This unfortunate and tragic event down there was awful and horrible, but to us, the government, it doesn't have anything to do with anything other than control of people. And they're just using this for a vehicle, in my opinion.
Well, they're using it because they want to disarm us, and they'll take any excuse, they'll use any leverage, whatever that is, and, every time this happens, and I don't know if you've ever thought of this, but every time this happens, the whole liberal establishment gets into a little huddle and gets on their knees and says, I hope this is a Caucasian Christian NRA member doing this.
Yeah, it took quite some time for our federal government to admit of who it was, and even longer to really spell out that it was of a radical Muslim individual doing this. So, I mean, again, it's one of those things. I don't know why President Obama is so scared and so afraid to actually use those words. I mean, he made a comment not too long ago, well, what difference would it make? Well, here's the difference. You're calling it for what it is. That's the difference. And you're not sugarcoating it. You're not misleading the public. You're being straightforward and honest with them and calling it what it is. This is not a group of individuals. Small group. This is a large belief in a lot of different people. So why not call it what it is? Well, why mislead the public?
Well, let me ask you a question. As a manufacturer of this type of weapon, I'm sure you talk to other manufacturers of these types of weapons. There's quite a few of these things that get sold every year, and I mean it's a very popular platform.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most, it's the adult Lego set in the firearms business. It's universal for everything. You can hunt with it, plink with it, self-defense. There's a lot of different things you can do. It's applicable in just about any kind of realm when you use firearms.
So, given the sheer numbers of them out there, and given the sheer rarity of when something like this happens, which is extremely rare, and it always happens in a gun-free zone, which in Florida, that was a designated gun-free zone because 51% of their income was derived via alcohol, is what I've been told. So it's a gun-free zone. They still have that there where if they have the alcohol, you can't have the guns there, which we only just got past that. We only just got now to where you can come into my state of South Carolina and carry your gun. I mean, it's archaic. Sorry.
It's quite amazing the limitations that our different states and federal put on the Constitution our founding fathers set up to protect us from tyranny and things like this.
Well,
I mean, they had 300 people, unfortunately, in there. Just imagine if you'd had one individual in there, that would have been a licensed carrier of a firearm that probably could have thwarted that.
Well, I mean, you can look at any of these situations. You can look at Aurora. You can look at Umpqua, where they had one who would not let them. They wouldn't let him get to it. Because for some reason, they seem to think it is so much better to let some guy out there work undisrupted, where he's going to shoot somebody three people every minute, average, than it is to get somebody in there to actually engage him and maybe shoot him down. That would be so much worse than letting the fish in the barrel. That's their thought process.
Yeah, it's pretty sad the way that, you know, the other thing too is, I don't think what people don't really realize, I mean, I think everybody, I mean, I have the utmost respect for law enforcement, and God knows they do a job that nobody else wants to do for certain, but people expect police officers to be there at any given time. And unfortunately, normally what happens is the law enforcement is there to really write the report more so than they are to stop the crime. Generally, the crime's already happened in a short period of time.
Right.
You know, people really need to start learning how to be more self-sufficient, Bill. They really do. They need to stop relying on everything. Everybody, we got these in place, you know, this is going to take care of me here. No, you need to really figure out how to start taking care of yourself because there's not enough law enforcement agents and agencies out there and personnel to protect everybody at any given time. And we need to be a little more self-reliant.
Now, you try to help people be a little more self-reliant because of the, like, you take Glocks and you give them some ergonomic percentage points to make the gun better in their hand, which makes them more effective if they're pulling the trigger, which means there's more hits being put on somebody if somebody perceives them to be a bad guy.
Yeah, and I mean, we 100%.
And yet you get vilified for that.
Oh, yes. I mean, we definitely are the villains of this, and unfortunately, you know, and it's quite convenient for the opposite side to never, ever mention, you know, when a legally carrying citizen stops a heinous crime. You know, it's so convenient that the major media don't want to report on that, but that's not what sells, Bill. Well, this is all, unfortunately, a lot of times it's about money and ratings. It's not about actually educating the public. I mean, that's one thing I will pride myself on Head Down Products is that we all the time strive to encourage people to get training. How to use your firearm, what to do when you have it at home. How do you store it when you have children? How do you teach your kids? All these things are extremely important.
Hang on, if you will. We'll get back on that point when we get back. My guest is Lee Queen. He is the man, the creative mind behind Head Down Firearms. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Vaping enthusiast, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American Made.
born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Talking to the man that put it all together in the first place, with some of the most ergonomic treatment on the Glock is well worth the price of admission. This is Lee Queen. He is the creative mind behind Head Down. He wanted to put something out there in the hands of every man that is worthy of a very coveted place. This is, you know, almost like an heirloom weapon. Where were we at when you were talking about storage and training and everything else? Now, you got your staff, in addition to, they're sort of multifaceted, these guys, because on the one hand, they put very good weapons together, but at the same time, they're sort of like they're in their own little pipe hitters league, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we employ a very interesting group of individuals, very professional, but from very interesting backgrounds, and it's, you know, it says a lot about what's, I guess, mostly important about that is that my guys have been there and done that. I mean, they have relied on, you know, they've had to rely on this type of weapon system, so they take a lot of extra pride involved in it when they do put them together. And it's, you know, when you have to rely on something like that, you want to make sure it's the best. And it's very important, very, very important. And that's something that, you know, I always try to do with my guys is to make sure that they understand that, you know, what we're doing may save someone's life one day. And it's imperative to put that kind of effort into it. And that's in everything we do, Bill. No matter what product we make, it's in all of them.
Yeah, I sort of noticed that. Now, you know, I haven't. I know about the Glocks. I know about the ARs, although you have come up with some new stuff since I physically saw some of that stuff. So I'm looking forward to playing with some of those. And I'm supposed to mention to you, by the way, I'm supposed to blow this on you without any sort of warning. We have some video projects in mind for Head Down.
That would be fantastic. That's exciting. It was kind of hinted to me a little bit with no great detail that asking if I would be willing to do some video stuff and things like that. And I was like, depending on who it is. And my marketing guy was like, well, you really like him, so I think you'll be okay with it. And I was like, if I like him, absolutely. So now I know who it is.
Well, one of the things about your stuff is the quality for the price. And that's, I can sit here and talk about it all day, but if I can show it, if we can demonstrate it, when at the NRA meetup, when I met Paul, he brought Big Quentin over there. I'd like to film Big Quentin out there, although I think we may have to trim his beard a little bit.
That could be a fight in its own. He's really partial to his beard, but we probably get him calming up a little bit. I mean, we probably make it work. But no, I think that'd be great. You know, Q does a lot of stuff for me. He's actually my personal trainer when it comes down to firearms training. I mean, I have a lot of instructors, but he is my number one that I use primarily. And has an extensive background, and we do a lot of consulting with Q. He gives a lot of advice on different avenues and different things that we should do and try based on his experience of being in the sandbox and in the combat experience he has had. So I think it would be a fantastic thing to get us all together and do some videos and different training.
I would love to do that. I want to do that simply because, like I said, it's guns and videos where it's at. And some of your guys, I mean, you know, these are the kind of guys, some of the people that work for you, they're the kind of guys that we'd have to go out and hire and pay extra money to have. And you can just say, hey, let's go shoot. And we'll get like really good stuff for no money at all.
Right. You know, because everybody likes to shoot free ammo, especially my guys.
Now, besides the guns, I know that you've looked at forays into other things. What other lineup is Head Down looking up?
We started with holsters as well. We started making Kydex holsters in-house. We started doing our own Cerakote in-house to control the quality of that. I've seen a lot of people claiming to do Cerakoting now, and unfortunately they're doing it with a toaster oven and a spray gun, and it's just not turning out with the quality that I would expect. So we started doing that in-house. I guess probably the newest thing we're really doing right now is the ambidextrous gun that we're doing. It's fully ambidextrous, using a PDQ from Blue Teal, which is really exciting. And then we've come out too with, I guess you'd say, our PDW in a 14.5-inch with a pin break all the way down to a 7.5-inch barrel for a, NFA, of course. So we're doing some new and exciting things, some things that we're pretty happy with. We've got the 308 out. That's, I need to show you that gun. That is a real pack driver. I mean, we're getting sub MOA 0.4, 0.5 MOA at 100 yards with that gun now. So it's really a nicely tuned weapon system.
Now, where does that start at? Because as far as price, because I see a lot of those guns out there, and they're starting at like good used car levels of price, which is not your hallmark. How's the bolt gun looking as far as price?
On the semi-automatic AR-10 that we're doing, it's called the Arcadius. That gun's starting out at $1,650, and that's with a matching 416 stainless steel arm, match grade barrel. The bolt guns we're doing, those are starting out at about $1,899. And again, on these guns, we guarantee a half minute of angle, or excuse me, sub MOA. And the reason we do sub MOA on these is because sitting on ammo, the shooter itself, I mean, most of our guns will shoot in the 0.4 to 0.6, 0.7 MOA with the correct optic on it, Bill. I mean, it's just a lot of people, they buy an AR platform and they put a red dot on it, three MOA red dots, so you're just not going to get that kind of accuracy out of that optic at 100 yards.
Right. So, in other words, you have a bolt gun that is cheaper than a lot of your competitors' mid-range AR. You have a sniper rifle that's in, because like at the NRA convention, I was looking at some cats' sniper rifles, and they were nice. They, sort of maybe a little bit more gussied up than yours, but basically the same platform. And they started at $35,000.
Yeah, it's quite interesting to me, and I'm sure there's some sort of platform that someone can justify to use it on, but, I've shot a lot of different weapon systems out there, some from the least expensive to the most expensive, and it's very hard for me to justify, because maybe you got one rail section here, one rail section there. I don't see that a gun of that value could ever justify the price when you can take something that's 10% of that and do the same thing.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest, Lee Queen, Head Down Firearms. This is Lock and Load.
...27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating a fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down Products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down Products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
You don't have to check them out. Well, I would go to HDFirearms.com, but we're talking to the man. We're talking to Lee Queen of Head Down Products. Now, we were talking about other things within the range of stuff that you're looking at and everything. We were talking about the pricing and how you're pricing things at a, you know, good quality weapons at, what, 10% of what some of these guys are doing. Is that just part of you trying to give something to back to the community? Is that why you got into it, for the blue-collar guy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing, I grew up, Bill, with nothing. Sorry, I was just reading an email from someone. I grew up with nothing. I mean, I had two nickels rubbed together when I was younger, growing up and trying to start my career, and I always wanted a platform, a good rifle, and unfortunately, I couldn't afford it. And when David and I started this business, you know, we both made an agreement that we would make it to where it wouldn't be about money or about greed. It would be about getting a quality firearm into someone's hands that could afford it and could be proud of it. It could be a generational piece. And I think that's really what's important. I think we all have had things, Bill, passed down in our, from our families, from our dads or grandparents or uncles, that it's a generational firearm. It's something I'll never get rid of and I'll keep forever. And that's something I wanted to create with Head Down as well. And I wanted it to make it to where you could afford it and where the average guy could go out and buy it and not have to wait, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 months to save his money to get it and then to be disappointed with it. I think that's what's really sets Head Down apart is that, you know, for what you can find out there that's $2,000 to $3,000, you can buy from us for $1,200 or $1,300, which, you know, I hate to brag on my own company, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyways. But, I mean, that's we're going to get up against companies all the time and beating them in accuracy, reliability, and the warranty. The warranty covers the gun for anything, no matter if you do it, something to it, or it's a manufacturer defect. It's covered forever. It's a rifle for life program. So that in itself is it's a risk-free. You don't have to worry about having to fix it. Something breaks, send the dust, we take care of it, send the back seat.
I would, you know, just me looking at your weapons as far as that price range and everything, I've always thought that your weapons fall somewhere in the, maybe the upper range of, say, Bravo Company or Daniel Defense and their upper range as far as your quality, but definitely lower in price. Do you have, I mean, I'd be very surprised if you actually even ever have to do warranty work on some of this stuff. I've seen some of this stuff run. I mean, it's sort of like a nice Swiss watch.
Yeah, normally what we run into on repairs that we have on guns are generally, a lot of times it's first-time shooters, people that aren't familiar with maintenance of their weapon. We, believe it or not, we'll have a lot of people that forget they have a bore sight in the barrel of the gun. We've replaced a few barrels from, you know, having expansion problems because of the bore sight being at the end of the gun, or people shooting bad ammo and maybe having a squid round in it where it's stuck in the gun. We've had a few of those. But most time, as in function and as in reliability, we don't have a lot of those issues.
What about, I've never, one thing I can honestly say, because I've looked, I went looking, I've never seen one for sale used. Now, maybe I haven't looked in the right place. But I have looked in a few places, and I've never seen one of these things for sale used, and that impressed me.
Yeah, most of the time when people, I mean, I will tell you, there is a back order for Head Down rifles for sure, and it's most of the time when people get them, the comments and responses I get are, oh my God, this is the best firing, the smoothest shooting AR I've ever ran before, and it's, you don't see a lot of people moving them, you don't see a lot of people selling them, and I've had some people wanted to sell some, I've seen it before. But normally it's because they want to upgrade to the next thing, and they don't need to. But you very rarely ever see them used, which makes me proud. It makes me know that people are retaining my weapon. They want to keep it. Maybe, and that's really what I'm trying to push, is that to think of, you know, this is more of a generational piece instead of just your same old AR. This is a billet, upper lower AR, that's built here in America by Americans, that's taken the time to go through everything about it. So there's a lot of, you know, the gun shot, it's checked before it ever leaves. There's a lot of effort and a lot of thought process put into it.
Not a lot of weight either. One of the things that I find in the, I found in lesser priced ARs is a disparity in weight. And it, weight seems to be like the thing where most people look at something that's heavy and say, well, that's not that expensive. As far, you know, like, that's the thing. Everybody's wanting to move to lightweight no matter what it is, whether it's AR-15s or bicycles. Everybody wants to move to lower weight. You keep the weight down, you keep the price down. Do you get a lot of hate mail from your fellow gun manufacturers?
No, actually, I don't. You know, one of the largest competitors that I guess I am for them, and they are for me, we're very extremely good friends. I mean, we share, you know, a lot of comments. We talk back and forth about different products and designs. And, you know, it's one of those things I've always said, too, in this industry. There's no need in people not being cordial to one another. There's plenty of business for everybody. There's some people out there that will buy my gun that won't buy someone else's and vice versa. And I think for, especially in the times we are right now, for anybody in the manufacturing part of this to basically be, you know, rude to one another and not be supportive of one another is just wrong, you know? Just wrong. I think right now everybody needs to band together and be supportive and try to educate the public and try to help help stop anything that this could ever happen again in this bad, tragic time that we're in. And that's to educate the people and educate them in the aspect of not just how to shoot their gun, but situational awareness, things like that. You know, pay attention to your environment. I think we're at the point now, Bill, and you may agree or disagree with me, I think we're beyond the point of being naive about the world we live in. I think it's time to stop. I think we're to a point where we no longer look at Europe or no longer look at other countries and say, well, that's happening over there. It's not going to happen here. I think we're to a point now, it's time to pay attention. And, you know, everybody wants to get so offended that they don't ever want to do anything when they see something in public. Pick the phone up and call police. That's what they're there for. Bring them out there and let them look. Be sufficient. Take the time to invest back into your fellow Americans.
See, no other segment of business thinks the way the gun business thinks. Nobody else thinks that way, do they? I mean, that is one, and the gun business has grown, what, 158% in Obama's time? It's just gotten bigger and it's better.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing of it is, too, you know, I'm all about being responsible gun ownership. I mean, I'm probably one of the only manufacturers. As a matter of fact, I'll go out on a limb and say I'm the only gun manufacturer out there that preaches education.
Before you go very much further, before we run out of time, I haven't plugged your website or anything. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. HDfirearms.com. This is where you will find some of the most, reasonably priced, ergonomically superior Glocks you've ever seen. Their Glock treatment is beautiful. And the rifles, the AR-15 pistol they came out with. And don't worry about it being an AR-15 pistol, because I don't think the ATF, that's not a real big item on their agenda to make sure you don't shoulder that. So that's still a very viable weapon to carry around with you. HDfirearms.com. My guest this hour is Lee Queen. This is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
We're talking to the man that put all of that together in the first place. I really haven't had a chance to talk to you about some of the, I wanted to panel with you on some of the latest things out there. What do you think about this Marine who, he wasn't anything special in the Marine Corps, and now he's a member of Congress out there confusing the M4 with the AR-15. What do you think about that? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I read brief into it. This is the gentleman that said that this is the exact same weapon that he used in the Marine Corps, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is he friends with the guy that said that the bullet button made it go fully automatic as well?
Are they friends
or close partner?
Or maybe graduates from the same school.
Yeah, I think so. And I think they're partners in you know, ignorance, I guess would probably be the best way to say it. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't understand why our politicians, our elected officials, want to mislead the public. There's big fundamental differences between what the military carries and what we carry, and we have. Number one is ours isn't fully automatic. I think that's the biggest fundamental. But here's the whole thing, is too, Bill. Every weapon, every rifle that we have ever manufactured in the country from the beginning. The start of our country has always been based or a military style rifle. Whether it was a bolt gun in World War I or whether it was a semi automatic M1 Garand in World War II. So I don't really understand exactly. I guess you could say, well, I'm going to go back to the M1 Garand. Well, you know, that's antiquated. Well, no, but that was a military style weapon. Or let's talk about a musket. That was a military style weapon at one particular time. So I'm not really sure where these people are trying to go other than mislead the public and put fear and doubt into their minds. I'm not really sure what they're trying to accomplish other than that.
Well, the thing that strikes me is these guys that get out there and think because they're military, ex-military, they can, you know, if they decide to go against their code, against their oath, that for some reason everything they, I mean, what about all the military vets that you employ that think the AR-15 is a smoking hot idea for a self-defense weapon? What about those guys? Do they count? I mean, do they matter? Does their opinion matter?
Well, exactly. And you know, something else that, yeah, and I have the utmost respect for anybody that's ever served in the armed services and would always give my thanks to them. But it doesn't mean that they're an expert on what's needed to protect you or your family. We live in a free country that gives you the opportunity to have a firearm and not to be infringed upon that. And it is up to you what you feel like you're safe with your family involved in there to keep your family safe. It's not a decision of a politician or an elected official in your local or state, or that's not their decision. You are an American, and you're free to make that choice of your own. The unfortunate thing is that we don't get representation anymore. We get dictation from our politicians, from our elected officials, because they feel like we're not intelligent enough to make our own decision. That is what's disappointing to me about where we are in our political agenda at this particular point. You can't make that decision, Bill. You're not smart enough to decide what's safe for you to use, or if you're safe enough to use it. That's not your choice anymore. You're going to be dictated what that's going to be, and that's where I have a problem with our government right now.
I don't necessarily. I don't think I agree with that one, Lee, but I'm pretty sure you don't either, so I'm not going to get too riled up about it. Converse that, if you will. Did you see the reporter who decided he was going to say, you know, I have to give him credit. He actually listened, because most of these reporters that write bad things about ARs, they get out there and don't know anything about them. This guy took a trip to Philadelphia just so he could scare himself to death. Did you see him?
I did. I think somebody made a comment that he used the tears of lubricant to lubricate the gun or something like that.
Yeah. Supposedly suffering now from post-traumatic stress and all the other stuff from that. It was going off. It sounded like bombs. I have post-traumatic stress. I mean, it was horrible. And I just wondered what somebody handed him to shoot, or if he's just that much of a punk.
Well, I mean, the video that I saw that he was using in a AR-15-style rifle, I mean, maybe he's just very sensitive. I mean, I have seen people that do have sensitivity to loud noises, but I don't know if I would go as far as to call it PTSD for going to a fire range and use a gun. And to be quite honest with you, I find that a little bit disheartening for people that have been in very stressful situations, that he's comparing going to shoot a gun in a fire range is that traumatic. But again, it's whatever the media wants you to hear. That's what they're trying to prescribe. Instead of giving somebody open an education, they want to prescribe to you what they feel, what they think. They don't want anybody to make their own decisions. They want to make them for you.
Yeah. I saw those things, and I've known this for quite some time. I've been a Second Amendment advocate for quite a few years now, and there's no depth they won't sink to. There's no level they won't go to, and there's no lie they won't tell in order to get you to believe that they're making the right decision for you.
I think that's the main thing for me. You know, let me make my own decisions, and if I make a mistake, then that's on me. I think I'll take that responsibility on myself. But unfortunately, there are a lot of programmable, malleable people out there that, you know, and I feel bad for them. And it's something that I don't want people to be misled. I want people to be understanding, and I want them to know what having a firearm means and what it means to everyone in safety and responsibility. I just don't want to see people be manipulated and, you know, misled. I think that's the biggest thing for me. That's where it's probably the most disheartening thing is that I get so many phone calls a week, Bill, of people saying things to me, well, what is this going to be? And what is that going to be? And, well, that can't be the case. And, you know, there's no way that this could be it. And, you know, these things are just killers. And people don't understand that. I'm like, where are you hearing this? Well, I saw it on, you know, social media. And I saw this video or I saw that video. And I'm like, have you actually even fired a firearm? Well, no. Then how do you know that's what it's about? Well, that's what so-and-so said. Well, I understand that, and I understand that's what they're wanting you to believe, but truthfully, honestly, to goodness, why don't you take some time, especially on our local people, come out. Let me show you. I want people to be educated because it's the right thing to do. And then let them make their own decision instead of telling them what they should know or telling them what they should think. Big difference in the conservative thought process than the liberal, that's for sure.
Yeah, there is. But at the same time, you know, that the liberal, and there's some out there they want to call, I was talking with Aaron Cowan the other night. He doesn't even want to call it liberal because he thinks that that gives him too much credence. He calls it progressive. Whatever it is totalitarian.
It is. You know what's crazy to me, Bill, is that you see these people at these rallies now, and they're the most violent. I mean, there's no thought of talking through your point. It's, well, you don't like my point. Well, I'm going to be mad. Let's fight. We're going to burn cars and throw rocks and all. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, you people are supposed to be the you know, free love and peace and give a flower away and be the ultra.
Like, the tolerant people, you know? They're tolerant. Hey, listen,
right, and we're and we being the conservatives are the mean, vicious people that we want to sit and get a point across, but we don't want to do it in a violent way. I mean, come on, just interesting how they want to spin it. It just very sad.
It is very sad. It's very sad, but at the same time, it's you know, it's they have a lot of imagination, even though they hammer on the same points all the time. Head Down Firearms. Very shortly, you're going to see some video stuff coming from me about them. This will be something that Paul and I cook up, Lee, just so you know.
No, that should be interesting if Paul's involved in it, that's for sure.
Yes, yes, Paul and I, we're going to put our little thinking caps on, and we're going to do some stuff. So, HDFirearms.com, go check them out. Go check out their prices. Yeah, don't worry about what the price is because you're getting a high-quality firearm. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll speak to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
All right, folks, coming up next, Chris Naganuma from S3F Solutions. This is Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.